say a nadam oisa dava shena shaloi. No, you can't ask for a dava shena shaloi since the other tfua doesn't belong to you. You only own the grapes. Your grapes cannot ask for his tfua. So Rashi says like this. Kiddush mizloshim pentakdush osa tfua chaveroi v'chay av l'shalim. So actually raised the locha. And other moisa dava shena shaloi. If you stand put your grapes near somebody else's tfua, you don't make his tfua rasa. Because ain't other moisa dava shena shaloi. That's the loch we hold like Rabbi Yosef in the Gehet Hilchos Kiddush. Now he boil you. The androgynous mali yom Shmuel. What would Shmuel say? What's the loch about an androgynous? So Rab said the loch is like Rabbi Yosef. What does Shmuel say though? Toshma kamini of the yom Shmuel. The yom Shmuel Ravonin. That Shmuel said to Ravonin, Leisa lebraisa mekanin asnisin. We don't talk from the braisa because of the Mishnah. So here you see what? That he holds like our Mishnah. That Shmuel holds to the nadrugness of the Vabai Zohar. Hakova mali yom Shmuel. What would Shmuel say the loch is by Hakova? How much before Shemitah, the after grift? Toshma, the yom ale Shmuel Ravonin, Tani, command the yom shloshim shloshim. Again, he holds not like Rav Yosi, but he holds 3 days. If it was kola 3 days before, it's enough. But he holds like Rav Nachman also, that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's also a Tesra Shemitah. So you have to have 33 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's enough. Kushi, now the loch of Kushi, Mali Yom Rav, what does Rav say? How much of the labor pains, patra from Azova? Take it, we talk to don't know what Rav says about Kushi. Kiddush, Mali Yom Rav, how long does Rav say, hey, could you make Yasa Yitzvuas Chaver or not? What is Rav hold? I'm Rav Yosef Toshma, the Yom Rav Hun, I'm a Rav. Ain't a loch like Rav Yosi. Rav holds not like Rav Yosi, that a person could ask that Tfuas Chaveroi. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said, my chazas, the samchas, oh, smich, oh, why are you samich on that one, samich on this one? The Yom Rav Ad, Yom Rav, halach like Rav Yosi? You see, Rav says, halach is Rav Yosi. Rav, man Rav Huna, Omar, ain halacha. Then who is this according to Rav Huna? And Rav Huna is the one that says, ain halacha. So Rashi, Mani Rav Huna, Perakam and Sanhedrin. So Rav Huna, come ain halacha. Afagad, the Mishnin, the Hassam, Ami Be Rav, Vanun, I know, Eka, the Yam Rav Huna, Kitzes Rav Huna himself, and he goof is the one that says, ain halacha. Therefore, for sure we hold that he holds ain halacha, Kreb Yasin.
All right, we'll stop.
You hold and pay Gimel Amid Beis. Again, the last Shali we learned in Eskimer was that they asked him, Kiddush Mali Yom Rav. What is Rav going to hold by Kiddush? So Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Toshima coming here. The Amar Rav Hun, Amar Rav, Ein Alach Kar Rav Yosef. We do not pass in like Rav Yosef. Yeah, Kiddush means again, if your tfuah is growing near somebody else's, your kerem, your vines, your grapes, is growing near somebody else's tefuah, can you ask this somebody else or not? That was the machlokes. That Rabbi Yosi and Shimon says, ain't all the moisa dava shena shaloi. So you want to know what does Rav hold Bilchus Kiddush? So first the Gemara says, Amar Rav, ain't a lechuk Rabbi Yosi. That Rav himself holds that lechuk is not like Rabbi Yosi. That a person, if your grapes is growing near somebody else's wheat, you ask for it to become clay kerem. Omulei Abaya said back, my chazit the samchas ho, why are you samech what Rav Huna said over the name of Rav? Samech ho, why don't you samech on another memro? The Yomer Rav Ada, Yomer Rav, that Rav Ada, not Rav Huna, that Rav Ada said over the name of Rav, that Allah Kareb Yaisi, that Allah Riz Kareb Yaisi, that when your grapes go near somebody else's tfua, the Allah Riz it does not answer it. We hold ain other meiser davishen shaloi. So what do you say? Rav holds not like Rav Yosi. Here Rav Ada said that Rav holds like Rav Yosef. So Gemara says Amri be Rav. That's what was said over in the Beis Medrash. So Rashi says the top of Rashi says Amri be Rav means the Yom Aliyel. That's what we said before. Halacha k'Rav Yosi ban drugnis of akova that we hold like Rav Yosi. That Rav says we paskin like Rav Yosef. By the case halacha of an androgynous, that is a badai zocher, and a ba'akova, that can be boyu le'ali ba'yu kiddishmai. So we want to know, according to that man, the yama, what's the halacha of kiddish? Now, Manu, who is this Amri Be'rav? That's Rav Huna. is Rav Huna is the one that said it before. Therefore, Rav Huna Omar ain't halacha. Therefore, we ask the question according to Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? What does Rav hold by Kiddush? So therefore, we want to be pushed to bring down what Rav Huna himself said, that Rav Huna himself said in the name of Rav, ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So even though Rav Ad is said differently, but we want to know what Rav Huna said. So Rav Huna says clearly that Rav holds ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yosi by Kiddush. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer Tumtum. Rabbi Yehuda back in the Mishnah says what? If you have a Tumtum, that means a person that has a Suffolk, his Mokum is covered up with skin. We don't know if he's a Zoch or if he's a Mekeva. We don't know what it is. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that Tumtum Shenikra, if the skin was cut open, Venimso Zoch, we found out that he has an Avery, he's a man, is Lo Yechlitz. He cannot make Chalitza in the Mishnah. Why? Bevnei Shu Kisris. Because of you, those, if you have such a person, that when he was born covered up, the skin covered him up over there. And later on in life, you make an operation there and uncover it, split it, then such a person remains a Swiss. Such a person is a sterile person, he can't have any children. That's what the Yehuda Shita is. Therefore, he has no Mrs. Chalitza. He's not in the Pasha of Yibo, because he's a Swiss Chamon, he can't have children. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Ami, my Ovid Le Rabbi Yehuda, What is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with this case? The case of Le Tumtum de Beiri. There was a person living in Beiri that was a Tumtum. He was born with his Mokum, the Aver was covered up. The Oisavu Ave Kursayu. They brought him in to see this hospital, they made an operation there. The Oisavu Ave Kursayu, they brought him into the operation, they operated on him. The Ikra, and they cut his skin over there. And it came out that he was a Zohar, the Oilid Sheva Bonin, and he had 7 children. So what do you see? Even though a man that's born with a Tumtim is born covered up there, if sometimes they cut the skin there and he comes out to be a Zohar, the Zohar is he could have children. So how come Rabbi Yehuda says now Mishnah? He's always a Sris, he's sterile, he can't have children. Here was the Mice that he did have children. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Amale, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, Choyzer Rabbonov Mienheim, Enechanami. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this person's wife, and now she became pregnant, not from him, but she has nus with somebody else. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Enechanami, you better go check out and see who the real father of these children are. Because Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that that man is not able to have children. So if his wife gave birth to Pshati, she lived with other men, and Enechanami, he's not the father. So if Yehuda holds Lishitosai, that a person that's born a Tumtim, and then later it's Nikra, the skin opens up and becomes a Zachar, he cannot have children. Mora says, Tanya, we learned that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, as Rabbi Yehuda's son, Rabbi Yosi, said, that Tumtim, a person that's born with his avers covered up, is layechlitz. He can't make chalitza. There's no mitzchalitza. He's the only yavim. He's the only brother alive now. He should not make chalitza. Shema yikra v'nimtza sris chama. Because maybe later on they'll cut there and they'll come out that he's a zohar. But it'll be a person that can't have children. It'll be a sris chama, and therefore there's no mitzchalitza. That's why he should not make chalitza. So Gemara first of all asks, Oto kol de mikra zohar hevei. Like right now he's a tumtum. Right now the skin is still over there, the mokum is covered up, we don't know what he is. So why are you telling me he can't make chalitza because maybe he'll get cut there? And it'll come out to be a Swiss chama, better still, who says it'll be a zachar altogether? Why don't you say maybe they'll cut there and it'll come out he's in a keva, he's a lady? So why do you have to say he can't make chalitza because there'll be a Swiss chama? So Gemara says, Hochikama. This is what Rabbi Yosi means to say. Shema yikra v'nimtza mekeva. True. Such a person that's right now to tumtum can't make chalitza. First of all, because we're afraid maybe later on in life he'll have a cut there and we'll see it's in a keva. The afilo nimtza zocher, and even if what comes out later is that he's a zocher, the skin gets cut there and it comes out to be a zocher. The locher is shema yimtza sris chama. Maybe even if he's a zocher, he'll come to be sterile later. And a sterile person doesn't have the mitzvah chalitza. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Yudis says, he should not make chalitza. But the Churetz Mashma, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's only min asofik that he can't make chalitza. Whereas there is a tzad to say, there is a way that he will be a zocher later, and maybe he will be able to have children, and that he does have the mitzvah chalitza. So according to Rabbi Yosef, it's only a sofik whether we could make chalitza. So in Asofik we say don't make chalitza. Therefore the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between his father, Rabbi Yehuda, and the son, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda says the person for sure is sterile. For sure he's a Sris Chama. A person that was born a Tumtim, there's no way he could have children. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no mitzvah chalitza at all. According to his son, Rabbi Yosi, there's a suffix, a doubt, if he has chalitza or not. So according to both of them, he's not supposed to make chalitza. So what's the difference? So Amar Rava, Livso b'mokim achin, that's one nafkamina. Let's say there are other brothers. So since there's one brother died, without children, and there are three brothers alive, one of the brothers is a tumtim, but they have two normal brothers alive. So what's the halacha? One of those two brothers is supposed to make chalitza or to make yibum. Now what's going to be if this third brother, the tumtim, went and gave her chalitza? So according to Rabbi Yehuda himself that says he's not a bar chalitza, the chalitza means nothing. And the other brothers are still allowed to make yibum if they want. But according to the son, Rabbi Yossi, it's a suffix, it's a doubt, maybe the one that made chalitza is a good chalitza. So on the tzad that it's a good chalitza, the other brothers are not allowed to make yibum anymore. So that's called the chalitza lifso, that's called lifso b'makam achim. In the case where the other brothers there, if this tumtim makes chalitza, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's called the chalitza misafik, the other brothers can't make yibum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like nothing happened, and if the other brothers want, they're even allowed to make yibum. Hu adin v'lach loit shloi b'makam achim, ikra b'nayu. Let's say he's the only brother alive. There were two brothers. One brother died without children. The brother that's alive now is a tumtim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, she goes out free. There's no mitzvah chalitza, and she's not a yivama. According to the son, Rabbi Yosi, she's a suffik yivama, because maybe this tumtim now will become a zocher, and maybe will be able to have children. So according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he has to give chalitza. For Malkin, there's no other brothers. He would have to give chalitza. Omar Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Abba, Achvod Rav Yehuda Bazavda, the brother of Rav Yehuda Bazavda, that Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, that Yehuda said over the name of Rav, that Andrugnis Chayov Molov Skilo Mishnei Mekoymus. That's what Rav holds. That an Andrugnis, again, Andrugnis is a person that has both simonim. He has a makam like a zocher, like an Aver, and he also has a makam like an Isha. He has both things there. So now we say he has locha like a zocher, that if another man lives with him, he's chayav skila, that's called mishkav zocher. Rav holds, what about if the other man lives with him, the makam that he has like an isha? Is he chayav karis there also? So Rav holds, yes, that it's called mishkav zocher, it's called a man. Even his makam that has, that's like an isha, he's also called a man. So if another man lives with him in that place, he's also chayav skila. That's what Rav holds. That Andrugnes, Chayov, and Molovskila, Mishtei, Mekoymes. Both places, there's an Issa of Mishkav Zocher. Versus Meitzvi, I have a kasher on this. Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Andrugnes, Chayov, and Molovskila, Kibbe Zocher. The Andrugnes said, Rabbi Eliezer says that an Andrugnes is Chayov Skila, if somebody has Mishkav Zocher, Mashma, like a Zocher. The Medevo, Mamurim, he says clearly, Bezachra Shaloi. Only if somebody else lives with him in the makam of his zachrus. Now, if his zeva goes into somebody else, or somebody else comes into him, his makam of zachrus. But if another man lives with this andrugnis and goes into the makam that looks like an isha, his taka potter. So, of course, you see, it's not like Rav. How could Rav serve an andrugnis? Dos mekoimis is called like a man, and somebody else is chayim skila. Here at Smash Mano, the makam that's like an isha, if some other man comes there, he's not chayim skila. It's not called mishkevei zocher. So Mara says, and who the yom makiyai tana? I'll tell you, Rav holds like another tana. True, Rabbi Eliezer holds that an androgynous is only a zocher, the makam zachris. The makam, the kevos, he's not a zocher. But there is a Tanya that holds in both places is called a Zohar. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Simoy Oimer, Andrugnis Chayov Molov Skilo Mishnei Mekoymes. And Andrugnis Takis Chayov Skilo in both places. So you see clearly, this is Rabbi Simoy's halacha. Now, then Rav holds like Rabbi Simoy. Now, my time with Reb Simoy, what's the reason of Reb Simoy? How come we say even the Mokom, the place that looks like an Isha? Why, if another man goes there, is he chai eskilu for Mishkeve Zohar? So Mar says, Omar Rav Bar Amduri. Asavrili, I'll tell you like this. Omar Rav, Rav said, his Baramduri Asavrili. That Baramduri explained it to me. That the Pasuk says, V'yezohar loy tishkaf, Mishkeve Isha. That a Zohar is not allowed to live with another man the way of a Mishkav Isha, the way they live with an Isha. A Zeyu Zohar Shiesh Pashtei Mishkavis. What's called a Zohar, a man that has two types, two places to live with? Have the Yoy Mezu Andrugnis. That's called an Andrugnis. And the Pasuk says both places is the Yisr Mishkevei Zohar. So that's the right term Simoi to Rav, that both places is called Mishkevei Zohar. So what of Rabbanan, what does Rabbanan do with this? Rabbanan say no, that the Andrugnis is Potter, the Mok, and the Isha. Why? So he says, Afagav, Yispe, Shtei, Mishkavois, even though an Andrugnis has two places there, but as a Zohar Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yez Zohar, Srash Zohar Kamar, as Achrusoi, Shamishi, Yespe, Shtei, Mishkavois, Latishkav. A person like an Andrugnis that has two places there, you're only not allowed to live with him. The Chiyaskila is the Mok of the Zachrus. But then, Achnami, that Mokka that looks like an Isha, there's no Issa Skila, you're not Chayav Skila. That's not called the Mishkevei Zohar. Says the Gemara, for Rabbonin, Zohar Gereda Minolu, the Rashi learns that a regular Zohar, a regular person, how do we know there's an Issa Mishkevei Zohar of a regular man? So I says, Mishkevei the Reb Simoi, the Yez Zohar means Kol Zohar B'mashma. Mishkevei is the Rabbis, Mishkevei Sheini Shel Andrugnis. Ela the Rabbonin Dimi Boil Hu Zohar, Lemutin Ekevos, the Andrugnis, Zohar Grei Diminolu. It's according to the Rabbonin, maybe only Chai Ban Andrugnis. Such a person that has two places, then the Mokam Zachrus Yechayiv. But maybe a regular man, maybe there's no Issa Mediris of Mishkevei Zohar. How do you know by regular man there's Issa Mishkevei Zohar? Now, the Gemara Me'isha. So Bach says, I guess it should be, Mide'es Isha. Yeah, Mide'es Isha. The Mide'es Isha Mashma, any Zohar is Chayiv. For the Gemara Be'isha, Shaloika Darka Minolahu. How do you know Yechayiv by Shaloika Darka? Now, the Gemara Mive'isha. When a pasuk of Mivisha, so Rashi says, "Loi kadarkin minolu bein lama devi biyolinyan einshin shel arroyis hoy lamafkil hain mishkevei landrugnis." There is, how do we know when a person has an, even by an isha, when there's an erva, you're not allowed to live with your sister? How do we know yichayiv koris not only if you live with your sister the normal manner, even a mishkav shaloi kadarka on the back? How do you know if you go into her on the back also yichayiv koris? How do we know? So Bishleima, we usually midarshin Mishkevei Isha, usually midarshin Mishkevei Isha means that even when you go into a Zohar, it's also called the Mishkav, like an Isha. So that's how usually we know that, just like the Torah says, two men living together means the man goes into the other man in his back, that's called a Mishkav, that Yechayiv Skilom, who are then by an Isha also. An Isha that's also to you, you're not allowed to live with her even on the back also. But now we're asking, according to us, though, now we're using this pasuk for Andrugnis, how do we know by an Isha the din is Shaloi Kedarka also Yechayiv? That the Gemara says, Mive Isha. The next Shavuot, Mive Isha, we learn out that by regular Isha also Yechayiv if you live with a Shaloi Kedarka. Any one of the Erevus, your mother, your sister, you're not Chayiv Skila Karis only if you live with a Kedarka, but even if you live with a Shaloi Kedarka on the back, also Yechayiv Misa. Right, Omer Rav Shizvi, Omer Rav Chizda. Loi la koyol Omer Rav Leza Andrugnis Zochem al Yehu. Even though now Mishnah Rav Leza Shittur is that an Andrugnis has a din like a Vaday man, therefore Rav Leza says in the Mishnah that if an Andrugnis a Kain, you have an Andrugnis that his father was a Kain, he's a Kain, and if he gets married, Rav Leza holds he's a Vaday Zohar, and if he gets married, his wife is called an Eshes Kain, she's a Ladi Truma. So the Gemara says, now Reb Lezer doesn't say according to all halachis that an adroidness is a vaday zohar. For certain halachis, Reb Lezer's moedi is a sofik. Okay, an adroidness is a person that has both simonim, a zohar and a nekeva. So Rav Chisda is saying, loy lachol, not for everything, omer Rav Elazar and drag nizlochem al yehu. Shema atoyim beken, if you say like that, the mukdoshim yaktish. By mukdoshim it should become kodesh. If you have an animal that's an androgynous, you have an animal that has both simonim, simon zachris and simon akavis, it should become kodesh. And the locher is it's not. So therefore you see Rabbi Lezda Bayuchas Kodeshim agrees that an androgynous is not called a vaday zachar. So tomorrow we know on the loy kodesh. How do we know taka the kedusha is not chal on an animal that's an androgynous? How do we know that? That you can't make a kodesh, you can't become a korban. You can't be to have an animal that has two simonim, zachris and akavis. You can't use it for a korban. How do we know this? So Tana Rabbanim will learn like this. Hanirva. If you have an animal that lived with an isha. Hanirva means that it's a nirva. That means it's a male animal that lived with an isha. Or else we have muksa. An animal muksa means you set it aside to worship to make it into an avodah zarah. The hanevat. Or your mamish worshipped it. Hamuksa means it's just set aside to be used for an avodah zarah. You didn't use it yet. Va'anevad means, or else if you have an animal that they already worshipped it to be, they made it into avodah zarah already. V'yestnan, you have an animal that you paid off a zayna. You lived with the zayna and you gave for the pay an animal. The Torah says such an animal, estnan, you're not allowed to use for a korban. Or mechir, or if you sell a dog to somebody and he gives you an animal in return, that animal cannot be used for a korban. Now it also says there, v'tumtim v'yadrugnis. The loch is, if you have an oif, if you have a bird, that's a tumtim, a bird that's a tumtim, a bird that's an androgynous, the loch is, metamim begodim abesablia. It has a dintumma. Because if you have this bird, that's a tumtim or an androgynous, and you are makdash it, and you made a malika, what do you do with an oif tor? With an oif that's a carbon, you have to make a malika. A malika only helps if it's a carbon. If the bird can't become a carbon, if it's a regular chulmdik a bird, it's trifus. It's a trife. How do you eat a bird? You have to make a shchiter on a bird. Only if it's a kutchim, then you're allowed to make a malika, you stick your thumb through it. So here it says, if somebody made a malika on an oif, that they will makdish this oif. But the oif was a tumtim. The oif was an androgynous. The locher is, if you make a malika, it's like a trefa, it's a nevela, and the locher is, mitam in the godim of esabliya. When you eat it, it has too much nevela on it, and the locher is, if you eat a oif tor, if you eat nevela soif tor, if you have a bird that died by itself, and you eat the meat now, it's metamayu abesabliya. That means when you eat the meat, it's metamayu, a chiddush. If you touch it, it's not metamayu. On nevela soif tor, the only way it's metame person is when you eat it, when you swallow it down, that's the chiddush gzeras akosiv, then it's metamayu your body. If you stam touch a dead bird, it's not metamayu. So this bird now becomes tummy. Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer says, Tumtim v'yadroidnis ain't metamim begodim abeis abliya. They're not metamim abeis abliya. Sure, Rav Lezer says like this, Komokam shenema zocher in a keva atamoitzi tumtim v'yadroidnis. Rav Lezer says, if you have a bird that you amakdish it, you made it into a carbon oila soif, but the bird was a tumtim and an adroidnis. Rav Lezer says the gedush is chal on the bird. And therefore, if you make a malika on the bird, it's not on the vela. You will not eat it. If you eat it, it's not matamiyu. The Blessed says if you have a bird that's an androgynous or tumtim, and you mock the shit and you made a malika on it, it's a kosher bird, it's kosher for the korban. And therefore, the Blessed says that tumtim the androgynous, again, ain't matamim begodim abesabliya. If you had this bird that was a korban, and you made a malika on it, the malika helps. You're allowed to eat it now. It's not tummy, it's not a nevela, it's not matamiyu when you eat it. Why not? Why is it called a good korban? Why? So Mara says, Shoyi Reb Lezer, why Reb Lezer said like this, that komokam shenema zocher in a keva, whenever the Torah says you need a zocher, by kavonis, by animals, the other post says you have to bring a zocher, you have to bring in a keva. So we say, atamaitse tumtum v'yadrugnis, mi v'neim. It's no good then. When the Torah says you have to bring in a keva for the animal, a nekeva means a vada and a keva. An androgynous is no good for the korban. When the Torah says you have to have a zochor, an androgynous, an animal that's an androgynous is no good. But the oif, mashenka, when you bring a korban oif, ho you vole nama by zochor and a keva, whenever the Torah talks about bringing a bird for a korban, the Torah never says the word zochor and a keva by an oif. Now, since the Torah didn't say the word Zochar Kevo, he had to Maitse Tumtev Yadrugnus Bibinayim. You don't have the right to say it's no good, but rather it is good. So you see clearly, why is a knife good? Because the Pasuk does not say Zochar on a Kevo. Therefore, Nadroidness is good. Mashenke by Kobonus by animals, when the Torah says you have to bring a Zochar, if you bring an animal that's an Nadroidness, it's a Postle Carbon. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is that an Nadroidness is called a Zochar, so you see, it's loyal curl, not full halachis. Vilchos kodishin, by animals we say no. An animal that's an adroidness is not called a vadai zocher. Therefore, by kabonis, when the Torah says zocher, means you have to have a vadai zocher, an animal that's an adroidness is no good. So you see, Rabbi Lezer doesn't say it like her. Versus Vaitis, the same Kiddush, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. We also learned like this. That what? Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Rabbi Lezer says like this. Haklai.